Sullivan with his once-a-week visit, the international forecaster. A jam-packed fourth hour today. We are live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Got a lot of audio clips I want to play. I have your calls to take for Bob Chapman on the economy or any other issue he can speak to, and a lot of news to cover. City Council of Detroit wants a $10 billion bailout from the federal government, i.e. taxpayer money given to them that we have to pay back. Ford and GM want $50 billion. GE wins FDIC insurance for up to $139 billion in debt. So their stock plunged. Walmart, though, is the only group out there posting a profit because they're predatory. They have the slave systems. They have the slave camps. They have the factory deals. They have the inside deal, the inside track. They are meant to deindustrialize the United States. They are part of the globalist military attack through the financial system or this financial siege, this financial genocide. So Walmart posts higher third-quarter profits because they will cut prices to below what it's even costing them to savage everyone else. So, again, the parasitic system, they only get more powerful as the host begins to die. Bailouts lack oversight despite billions pledged. Now, that's a whitewash itself. Watchdog panel is empty. Report is unfinished. It says 6 weeks since lawmakers approved the Treasury's massive bailout. That's actually wrong. It's been 5 weeks, but whatever. And then they go into whitewashing things, saying it's $700 billion. It's $5 trillion. $5 trillion. That's an AP and Bloomberg. And they've already stolen that. $2 trillion. They won't even say where it went. Bonner demands Fed identify recipients of loans. We'll talk to Bob Chapman about this first when we come back out of the break. House Republican John Bonner called for the Federal Reserve to disclose the recipients of $2 trillion of emergency loans. And they said no, and they issued blacked-out pages. And then Treasury Secretary and Fed Chairman get up on TV and say, we've given you total transparency. The taxpayers are protected. And then Greenspan goes on Lehrer NewsHour Monday and says, we are above the law. We are above everyone. No one can even investigate us. Another one here on the Washington Post, Bush out of office could oppose inquiries. CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, they're all putting out the disinfo that, oh, Bush is expanding Patriot 2 before he leaves, non-legislatively, and it says that police can be federalized and spy on anyone for even non-political reasons or non-criminal reasons, just total tyranny, which is what Obama wants, the million-man domestic spy force, and it said Obama can't reverse it if Bush does it. Total lie. Obama could instantly reverse it. But see, they're already telling you, oh, Obama can't change what Bush did. Knowing the public doesn't even know. Over a fifth of Americans can't find the U.S. on a map. Okay? 80-something percent in a big study I saw didn't know who the vice president was. So they're telling you, and they tell them the New York Times, Congress can't subpoena the president. The president's above Congress. Really? How come they have to approve all of his cabinet? The House and the Senate are above the president. They're not co-equal. That's why legislatures used to send the senators, because the founders knew you had to have the real power in the legislature because it had more checks and balances. But now the New York Times comes out and tells you, hey, there's nothing you can do, puts out this disinformation that there's no oversight. Just like Alan Greenspan says, there's no oversight. Since when? And the public isn't buying it, but still the globalists don't care. So we're going to come back and talk to Bob Chapman right now. Suicide attack kills 10 Afghans, U.S. soldiers, and officials. Paranoia on the rise. Las Vegas Sun is reporting that experts say that, and it says paranoia about the New World Order. Oh, you believe there's a New World Order? You're crazy. It's just all over TV and radio. Also, they've announced statewide warrantless checkpoints in Texas. They spun it in the media that's for illegal aliens. You read the fine print, the illegal aliens are above the law. They're to be released. This is for citizens. So that's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen, with Bob Chapman, your phone calls, and a lot more on the other side of this break. In fact, for PrisonPlanet.tv members, I'm going to go ahead and talk to Bob.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Well, who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at fuelsaverinc.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811, online, fuelsaverinc.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Republicans and Democrats alike are now fighting the erection of a fence along the Mexican border so they can prepare for the North American Union to merge Canada, Mexico, and the United States into one economic bloc? Just like the European Union, we'll lose our national sovereignty, our Bill of Rights, and Constitution. These ultra-rich men rule the world in secret right now, but will openly rule it very soon. Is this what Americans want? Then we need to repent before our God. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Bob Chapman with us for 52 minutes today, and your phone calls, some other audio clips I want to play. We've got Salente predicts revolution, food riots, tax rebellions by 2012. Trends Research Institute, he's just like Bob, his predictions of about 95% accuracy. When CNN wants to know about top trends, we ask Gerald Salente. But the problem is that they wouldn't have him on years ago when he was saying this. Now they want him on to fully panic people. Now they want to route things. So we've got Bob Chapman on with us, our financial expert who joins us once a week, to go over what's happening with the markets right now. Bob, first off, they're telling us Bretton Woods 2. They're openly announcing that they want a, quote, new world order run by the banks where they set commodity prices, where they set and globally rigged stock markets publicly, what they're already doing behind the scenes, where they set the currencies, where they have a global devaluation of the currencies and interest rates to zero, and where the private group of banks runs and controls other banks and institutions of the world. We will pay carbon taxes to them. We will pay money transfer taxes to them. This is it. They say out of this meeting this weekend, they'll have a string of others over the next year. They're going to use the crisis to force us onto the system. Break down what we're going to see this weekend and what you think they'll be able to set up and then how you see that unfolding. Salente, he says the same thing that you're saying. He says by 2012, it will be war in the streets, Mad Max beyond Thunderdome, and he's saying that the bankers did it basically by design. He says we've had a bloodless coup with Wall Street taking over the U.S. and looting, and they're letting him say this on mainstream TV. Bob Chapman.
They like him more than they like me because they won't invite me on mainstream TV. They told me I was a street fighter last time, and that's probably very true. I did grow up on the streets, and I was a street fighter, but that was a long time ago. Out of the meeting, what they're going to get is zero interest rates. Everybody's going to do that, all the central banks, and they will print money and credit until the cows come home. And so what are we going to have? We're going to have hyperinflation to offset the underlying deflation that we're in. We're having a small hiatus now for 3-4 months where inflation will back off a little bit. Don't be fooled out there, because it's coming back with a vengeance, the monetization of these trillions of dollars that are being created. And so that's where we're headed. I think as time goes on and the market goes lower, which I believe it will, that what we will have is continued pressure on the working group and financial markets, and the other name for that is the plunge protection team. And I think they're going to continue to lose power. Their abilities are going to wane, and not only in the stock market, but also in other markets as well. And as this unfolds, I think that the stock market will go lower, the dollar will go lower against other currencies, and all currencies will go lower against gold, and gold will finally, over the next year, break loose and get on its own and go to the level where it reasonably should be.
By the way, Bob, a lot of other
inflation historical basis. Say that again.
No, I'm sorry to interrupt. A lot of mainline analysts are saying what you're saying. They're saying that big financial institutions, by cutting off liquidity, by killing the markets, are using this as a time to consolidate this contraction in Main Street and the industrial base, the real economy. But that as soon as that is over, as bad as all the closings and shutdowns and layoffs are, the worst is yet to come in the next year, leading into 2012, into 3 years, as the hyperinflation compounds on top of the depression we see in the real economy. And so would you say that that is the unknown economic land that we've never entered of hyper stagflation?
Yes, it's going to be worse than the 1930s for a number of reasons. It's like a spinning top, and the top goes faster and faster, and all of a sudden it flips out and goes into orbit, and you don't see it anymore because the system collapses. And that's what we're faced with. Yes, we had abuse of credit during the 1920s, but nothing like you see today. I mean, there were no credit cards, just as an example. And we had relative law and order in those days. There were not large amounts of criminals like the millions of people who are incarcerated in America today. And so the underlying, and we were a creditor nation. People owed us money, and we had backing on our currency of gold, which we don't have today. So all of these factors and many others, you put them together, and as they say in England, it looks like a dog's breakfast from here to 2012. And I agree, things are going to get nasty. I keep on telling people over and over again, get out of debt, the credit card debt, the revolving debt. You know, get the things in you need, the food, the filter, the weapons. You're going to need them.
Bob,
you
got to
have them there.
What about this G20 meeting in D.C. this weekend, openly announcing Baron Rothschild was in the UAE national paper saying we're setting up world government. This is the new world order. Meanwhile, Rush Limbaugh says the Rothschilds don't exist. That's a quote to his idiot, fake conservative audience that's been lulled to sleep. We're the real conservatives, by the way, if you didn't know that, if you're a Rush Limbaugh minion. I mean, this is going to be a rude awakening for them who keep living in denial, but that's part two. What do you see coming up this weekend?
Well, we've really touched on the two main points. There'll be a number of things put forward on transparency, which is just a subterfuge, and they'll talk about global warming and talk about China spending $460 billion on infrastructure. And, you know, the Chinese just spent a lot of time over the last year. Their currency had strengthened. and their inflation dropped from about 8% to about 4.2%. And, you know, they were kind of getting it together, although unemployment was rising because economic growth had dropped from 11.5% down to about 9.5%, and they're projecting 9% this coming year, although I see Credit Suisse is projecting 7.2%, and I think Credit Suisse is right. And anything under 8% means riots, all kinds of real problems in China. And they've already got them. They already got plenty of demonstrations, big ones.
What they've got is Chinese cops raping little girls, being caught on tape. They burn whole cities. You just don't hear about it in our news. The Chinese people, you want to call it the American spirit, which is arrogant, the human spirit, they are taking on the police and the military and defeating them all across the country. And even with a, quote, good economy, the people are sick of being slaves. The Chinese people in Beijing climb up on lamp poles and pull down surveillance cameras. They will not allow it. And that's what's so shameful is Americans think we're so free. Even in communist China, they want the liberty.
Everybody wants liberty and freedom. And when you have essentially a mercantilist system that's operating in the world today, this is the old British system that Alexander Hamilton wanted to hang on Americans. This is a system which allows open and free trade, and the people who make all the money are the transnational elitist corporations, and then they take that money to extend into control. And that's what we've got today, and it's got to be reversed. In order for Western Europe and America and many other parts of the world to survive, we can't have free trade because there's no level playing field. I mean, every time they have free trade, people start devaluing their currencies.
Well, that's the biggest issue that I always make. Yeah, so they can make the goods cheaper there and undercut you. That the globalists admit in their own handbooks, UN, Club of Rome, that the global warming's all fake. It's a tax to regulate and control our everyday lives. That's why they chose carbon dioxide. It's basically output in all manufacturing, all commerce, you know, transportation, you name it. It's a total control. But, I mean, let's just say it's real. Carbon dioxide's deadly. How is not letting us have basically any output here and taxing it going to empower, the people or stop global warming when it will just make all the industry that hasn't left, that 20%, go to India and China and Mexico and Bangalore? I mean, and all the studies show these policies will boost greenhouse gases because the industry will go to nations that have no controls. And the UN has no intention of making those countries do it. This is asinine.
It just shows you the fallacy of the whole thing. It just shows you what a big lie it is and what a big scam it is. It's just like terrorism. I mean, where is it? It doesn't exist, except in small pockets here and there. The point is, it was the scam to get it going. I would have never dreamed they would have been able to get away with it, but they have. And, of course, the extension of that is this, quote, financial meeting that they're having for the group of 20. And as you said earlier, it'll be stretched over a year or two before they are attempting to get implemented what they want. In the meantime, as we've discussed before in the program, I think there's a good chance that they're going to have another war, a bigger one. And Paul described that last week.
What do you think the big surprise is, the 21st or 22nd? I want to be clear. We're already being blamed for that we're making the prediction. No, we're talking about Biden, talking about Powell, talking about Merkel, Barroso, Brown, the Secretary of State, Rice. We're not saying it. They're saying it's going to happen. If it doesn't happen, that's just them terrorizing us. But we have to report on them saying this. What is it, Bob?
Well, it could very well be an invasion of another country, which would bait Russia or force Russia into a confrontation with the United States, because Russia's the one that they're after.
All right, we got so much to cover. For everybody on the AM and FM, all our great affiliates, be sure and support the sponsors coming up. For everybody else, I'm going to talk to Bob on the web and at PrisonPlanet.tv during this break to take some phone calls, because I don't want to waste any time here today and the time we have left. Infowars.com is the website.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash. Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. Gas Freedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Okay, Turbo in California wants to make a comment with Bob Chapman. Go ahead, Turbo. You're on the air.
Okay, sir, I was in prison here in California for 7 years and 8 months. I lost my land. I lost my right to own a firearm. I don't consider myself to be a criminal. You know who the criminals are? The criminals are all the way from the White House to their whorehouse to their courthouse to their jailhouse and to their nut house, sir. I am not a criminal. I am not a criminal. I never hurt anybody.
Well, you know, with DNA,
I never stole anything.
Sure. With the DNA, they found on average more than 30% of people were framed, and I appreciate your call. Bob, you know, I'm not bashing police individually, but there's no doubt their directive, you know, who commands them is bad. We just in Denver found out. And I did see the police act better there than anywhere else. But in the few times they arrested hundreds of protesters, the police went in and attacked other cops under orders. But the cops being attacked didn't know they were other cops. And it came out because cops blew the whistle. But this happens everywhere. And so how do I say, oh, yes, officers, I trust you so much. Everywhere I go at demonstrations, you attack cops to blame it on me to attack the First Amendment. And, you know, they've caught more sheriffs, two or three of them, the last month in Texas, bringing in drugs. They caught the Houston Crime Lab framing 4,000-plus people. I mean, from the top, they were ordering them to frame. And I see that everywhere across the country, and that's called tyranny. Bob Chapman, I mean, what do you do when you know a large percentage of your forces, the police forces out there, are criminal from the top down? I mean, what do you do with a society like that, Bob?
Well, at the moment, you can't do anything. But I think what's going to happen is they will extend their criminal activities, and the good ones won't participate. They'll quit, and they will, the bad ones, will go in league with whomever the military is that accompanies them, and they will become the jackbooted SS that is going to try to lord over us. And that's about the time then we're going to have to act to stop them.
By the way, they announced in the and the governor didn't say this. The proposal is checkpoints to check insurance, driver's license. They are going to arrest and ticket citizens when they do pull over an illegal alien. They generally let them go, or they get a $50 fine. So they throw the book at citizens, but not at the illegal aliens, and that's on record. But they sell it that it's to stop the illegal aliens all over the country, but also right here in Texas, warrantless mass checkpoints. I mean, that's like third world dictatorships right there, Bob.
It certainly is. In fact, I don't think in the Soviet countries they even went that far. I mean, they had their Stasi and KGB and so on. But checkpoints only usually at borders. And, you know, they usually will minefields and barbed wire and other things to keep people from breaking out of their prison, so to speak.
That's right. If we had a real border, it would have a minefield on it.
Yes. That's a good point. But the influx that is coming in over our borders is slowing because there isn't any jobs to be filled, and the main reason people leave other countries is to make a better living. And so that's naturally going to slow down. But
I don't blame the people that want to come here. The point is the globalists want them here to drive down wages, so there won't be a rebellion in Mexico that could bring in liberty. So, see, any globalist policy is going to be bad for the average person. Hence, I'm against it.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more.
In fact, let me just show the viewers. They won't believe me. I had it here in my stack. Let me just show the viewers out there that are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Well, I'll find it during the next break. It was in the Houston Chronicle. It just said they're going to shut down roads. You may have to wait for hours. Everyone will be checked. Their papers will be checked. I mean, is that land of the free, home of the brave, Bob?
Hardly. That is a police state. There's no question.
Let's talk to Bob in California. You're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead, Bob.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, you guys were talking about the police, and that was one of the things I was wanted to talk to you about more towards Alex. I think our police and our military are going to be needed for our own support. And I think criticism, as you said, the majority of them are corrupt.
No, what I said is the attack pattern, the setup, the commanders. The government is bad, and so they're giving them unlawful, illegal orders and setting the precedent to violate the Constitution and Bill of Rights and to bring in a tyranny.
See, there is a minority in there, and it's a minority with trilateralist and the new one world government people.
Well, that minority is in the command positions. We're going to skip this break again on the Internet. We'll keep talking about this with our guests, and I'll play a clip when we come back. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. The economic disaster is taking food out of the mouths of our families. Farmers, food brokers, and grocery stores can't get credit to supply your food. Over a third of us can't afford to buy food and pay our other expenses. Lines of credit and cards are often cut back or canceled. Last year, the eFoods Direct Holiday Food Unit was a fun and exciting one-year supply with a great price. This year, to quickly complete our food supply preparations, eFoods Direct has created a very serious holiday unit. This super supply costs $300 less than the basic Liberty one-year supply and has more food. Save food for less than half the cost of last year's groceries. For delivery by Christmas, orders must be submitted by the end of November. Good food is a gift of life and love this holiday season. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633.
We're actually at the beginning funded by the same people. It's all consolidation. That's all I'm saying.
Good. Thank you.
See, I don't care about facts. It's all just
good. Thank you. Yeah. Sounds good to me. Thanks.
So, you don't care that Stalin's a bit. Throw to the film. Oh, I guess the IM didn't send you the other one. Well, c'est la vie. I'll play it at the end of the show. I wanted to play the intro to Martial Law 911 Rise of the Police State, where we broke down what was happening in the nation. But Bob Chapman, here it is in the mainstream media, in Bloomberg, in the New York Times. And we have the bankers just openly coming out and saying, we can do whatever we want, whenever we want, however we want, and we are just going to take the money and use it for bonuses, and we are going to buy healthy financial institutions and sports teams and water districts. And they even tell the New York Times that and laugh. These are professional, serious crooks. They're focused. Why the added insult? Is it part of urinating on us like a bigger dog does to a smaller dog to kind of set a precedent?
Open. They've been forced into the open by people like yourself and others who have programs which are similar. Writers like myself. And they figure, well, the public knows it now. They're going to hear it if they haven't heard it already. And so let's do what we're going to do. We got the power. We control this vast military system. We control the source of money. We can really do anything we want. So, you know, we don't care what these people think anymore. I mean, we have elections. We control all the candidates with minor exception. And they buy in every single election. And so they do what they want. And it's just arrogance. And they've opened the window of opportunity. And they know that. And so what we must do is we must wait for them to cross the Rubicon, so to speak, for them to make a fatal mistake. And I think a fatal mistake would be insurrection in the United States. The minute that starts, believe me, they are at risk. There are thousands and thousands of people out there who know who they are. And if they think they're going to escape this thing, they're crazy.
Bob, I agree. I mean, they would try it with Limbaugh, their main mouthpiece, the fake conservative, to neutralize their main enemy, real conservatives, who know the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. He would say there's no such thing as a CFR, no such thing as a Bilderberg, no such thing as a Trilateral Commission, no such thing as a New World Order, no such thing as a Rothschild. And now it's just everywhere. And they go, yeah, we're going to have a world government run by private banks. And, yeah, we're taking the money and not telling you where it went. And, yeah, there's trillions missing from the Pentagon. We're not going to tell. And they tell Congress, we're not telling you. And if you don't pass the bailout, martial law. So you're right. The gauntlet is thrown down because they have to act normal so their bureaucrats and enforcers will follow the orders. It's that, you know, like acting like you're normal, stealing somebody's TV set as you walk out of their apartment and, you know, not running with a TV set so people would think you're acting suspicious. Like, yeah, I'm here with a TV set. Big deal. And so it's kind of like, still, it's amazing to watch them just steal all the money right in front of us and say they're stealing it and tell
it's
Congress.
Incredible. I mean, with trillions of dollars. I mean, we get people in prison, and rightly so, who committed an armed robbery and got $157. Maybe they had a knife, maybe they had a gun, and they're doing 5 or 10 years in jail. And these people don't take $157. They don't use a weapon, although their position is a weapon. They just go out and steal trillions. It's beyond imagination. Crime has now become, along with lying, socially and politically acceptable.
Yeah, the public was trained that it's cute that Clinton lied and cute that Bush lies. And no, it's not cute, folks, because then society breaks down and we become a third world country when confidence is lost. You know, America's not perfect, but we were the most upright. We were the most trustworthy in business until about 50 years ago. And that's why business thrived here. And the main reason was if you cheated somebody in business, they would normally come shoot you. I mean, you know, I going back to the family annals, I mean, I had great-great-great-grandpas and people that, you know, you'd read about, you know, at the county seat in their history department would go shoot somebody or go beat them to death, you know, with an axe if somebody cheated them. So people were polite because people would kill you if you cheated them. And then now it's just like it's funny and cute. Ah, kill all those Iraqis. Good, I'm glad they're dying. Good, steal all the money. Steal the oil. Don't those people get that they're going to be screwed as well?
Well, that's what I was just saying. We have a long list, and they are not going to escape. And half of America will probably die in the process, but they're going to get theirs. And all their power is going to be gone. It's just going to be like 1348 when the Lombard system collapsed. The same group of people ran in terror.
But they regrouped and came back again. I want to go to some calls and put you on hold for just a minute, Bob, because I'm going to plug some sponsors here for just a moment. And then we're going to go back to your calls. Now, I know a lot of these callers were holding from before the time Bob was here, but we've got him here to take your financial questions. He can speak on any issue. But I'm going to just run through Aaron, Dwayne, Jim, and David's calls, and then anybody else who has financial questions right up to the end with Bob Chapman. Before I do that, I want to tell you about New Vitality. New Vitality is just a fabulous vitamin mineral nutrition company. They have hundreds of well-documented products that have nutritive and health effects. No magic claims, no magic bullets, just high quality products like their aloe vera body cleanse, aloe vera and 29 other herbs that are known to detoxify and flush your guts out, flush your intestines out, flush your colon out. It is so important. 800-569-4056, 800-569-4056, or go to newvitality.com. If you forget the banner, there's one up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They have Super Beta Prostate and just scores of other great products. Check them out or give them a call and get a free catalog or brochure. 800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056, and fortify your immune system. And again, you can go to newvitality.com. We have up on the screen for you right there. And there's also another great sponsor, Food Shortage USA. Food Shortage USA. Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated. With the recent bailout, international bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize control of power. One is world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept, and the other is food. We are witnessing the engineered financial crisis, folks. Don't wait until it's too late. Go to foodshortageusa.com to learn how to make your own storable foods for you and your family to prepare for the road ahead. The website reveals a step-by-step way for the average person to get prepared for what's ahead. I think the best part about the system is that it gets you off the food grid, even if you don't have a lot of money to spend. The site is foodshortageusa.com. It's not too late. You can still prepare by learning how to make your own survival foods, and you can do it for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, foodshortageusa.com. And don't forget Bob Chapman. Bob Chapman will give you online a free copy of his twice-a-week digital, and it's very lengthy and very detailed and riveting information, very important, at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or you can get a free hard copy by calling this toll-free number. Bob, please give them the toll-free number to get a free copy, complimentary copy of the latest International Forecaster.
Now, that number is 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178. And you can get either kind, either the hard copy or the email version by calling that number. And there's one thing I'd like to interject here. I don't normally do this, but I've been taking Beta Prostate for 15 years, and I'm 73 years old, and I function perfectly. And I got a PSA test about a month ago, which the AMA says you don't need at my age because you're going to die anyway. But the doctor told me that I had a condition which was my physical being was like a 25-year-old man, and Beta Prostate had a lot to do with that.
Well, yeah, this is a huge company, a huge sponsor for us. I mean, I'm not kidding. I don't just take any vitamin company. This is the big mainline, the stuff that's proven. A lot of doctors prescribe Super Beta Prostate or similar products. I mean, these are it's 30 herbs, but the main one is the salt palmetto, very strong. And for some reason, with the stuff we eat and the things we do, by the age of 45, the prostate gets the size of a golf ball and it's associated with cancer, erectile dysfunction, the list goes on and on. And, yeah, I only plug things I know are important for people. And that's why we push that. So, again, newvitality.com. Thank you. Bob didn't know you were taking Super Beta Prostate, but millions of people do. And this is real stuff here. I want to take calls here for the last 15 minutes, Bob, but so much is happening. We see the market going up and down every day. As confidence, I mean, I guess the elite don't care if confidence is being lost because they'll just blame that on their next puppet, Barack Obama. Or where do you see this crisis in confidence going? Right now, Congress has this 9% still, but Obama, he does have about a 50% confidence rate right now. But as soon as they realize he's a con man, they will lose the confidence. What's going to happen with that honeymoon?
It's going to be devastating. Normally, when somebody takes office, it's ebullience, and usually the ratings will vary anywhere from usually 60 to 77%, and then the honeymoon's over, and then they find out what they're going to do, and things change sometimes, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes they stay strong, so to speak, those ratings. But I think they're going to find out that they're going to get relatively the same program from the neocons had from Mr. Obama, if not more socialistic in nature. And their trust and confidence in government, which is poor as it is, will drop even more. I'm looking at short-term unemployment of 10% the coming year, and that may be very conservative. Based on government figures, the U6 figure will probably be about 14.8%. The long-term unemployment figure will probably be somewhere around 19%. There are going to be a lot of unhappy people out there who didn't listen to us in this program and programmers like it and get themselves out of debt, get their house in order, get the things in that they need to protect their children, feed them. All of what we're telling you, you know, we don't get paid to do this. We do this because we want to help you. And so do what we're telling you because you're going to need it.
Bob, I mean, you're saying depression within 2.5-3 years, basically guaranteed. More and more mainline analysts are saying that. The only debate is how bad is it going to get? A lot of them are now saying, like I said earlier, road warrior type scenarios, total breakdown. I mean, is it going to get that bad?
Could be. Nobody knows. That's possible. And again, that's why you've got to do those things. You've got to be prepared. And it's like an insurance policy. If it doesn't happen, you can sit back with a sigh of relief and say, well, this, that, and the other thing happened and short-circuited it, and we don't need this food. Now we can go and eat it all. Or we can go out and shoot rabbits with the rifles. Or we hope that we don't have a hurricane so that we have to use this pump. And that's okay. It's just buying an insurance policy.
Well, the good news is the Patriots, if all this comes down, which it looks like it is, the people that know about the New World Order, we're going to be positioned better than the general public. But that's also going to make us targets for robbery and all sorts of stuff. So we've also got to realize that. But it's better to be prepared and face that than not be prepared and just lay back. Let's go to Aaron in Washington. You're on the air with Bob Chapman, Aaron.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, listen, I've got a couple of things I wanted to bring up. Bob, I've got a question for you. With the financial crisis that's going on, do you expect them to, for instance, change the bankruptcy laws so when it really starts hitting the fan and people are losing their houses even more than they are now, plus all their unsecured credit card debts and things like that, and they have no way to pay because they just lost their job, do you foresee them changing the bankruptcy laws to further implement slavery and bondage through debt?
Could be. It's hard to say. They can do anything they want. So it's possible and probable that they might do something like that.
Well, Bob, that's what concerns me, is that if they'll steal $5 trillion and not even say where $2 trillion went and say, yeah, we lied to you and we're going to take more, what are they going to do next? I mean, every month it's some new horror, and they're openly talking about in hearings last week and this week, and now that we actually sent off the C-SPAN and got them, we have them for an upcoming film, and they're talking about taxing pension funds and 401ks and taking over pension funds, and then they'll pay you a Social Security check out of your own private fund and part of it. I mean, Bob, you know, they just did that in Argentina. I mean, the same crew. Do you think they could actually get away with that?
They can get away with anything they want, short of revolution. And they will push the people far enough, and that will happen. And maybe it's possible that could happen in America.
And the cops are going to gun down old people that are mad their pension funds have been taken. Or will the old folks buy the propaganda of we're taking it to keep it safe, and now we're going to tax it. And now we're going to take part of it. And I will just go, okay, I mean, where does the raping stop?
It stops when the first shot gets fired. And then people will start thinking, look, I don't have anything left and I don't have anything to lose. It's the rat in the corner. You don't put them there. And that's what they're going to do. They're not that smart. We're just as smart as they are. And they're going to make mistakes.
But they're arrogant bastards. They know people are going to revolt. They've been preparing. They want to have a revolt, Bob. But I agree with you. I think they're underestimating their power.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'll be back in the middle of it, even at my advanced age.
Well, the problem is most of the people that will get killed in a revolt are just going to be cops that don't even know what they're part of. But, I mean, that's the final equation, is that you know, the real elites are living in Switzerland.
You know, there's no way that we can't find them. Believe me.
No, I understand that.
And people are going to be disturbed and writing and doing the same thing in every country in the world. Some countries will be let off easily. Their populations won't, you know, be as aggressive.
No, no.
They won't be injured as much. But in America, it's a Wild West society, and they're different than other people. And I can assure you, it'll be the biggest there.
Yep, a lot of boss hogs are going to be in trouble, but the mothership hogs I don't think will be unless we identify who they are. But we want to stop all of this. We're going to skip this break, too.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
I want to take your call, but it's hard to turn this song off.
All they want us to do is keep on killing one another. Stop ranking. Stop ranking. All you can do.
If you love yourself, you truly love others, not these fake materialistic New World Order people. Thank you for joining us in the final segment here today with Bob Chapman. Let's take a few final calls here as quickly as possible. Let's talk to Dwayne in Ohio. You're on the air, Dwayne. Go ahead.
Alex, thanks for having me.
You bet.
Yeah, I got a couple things I want to say. First, I'm a veteran. You know, there's a movement out to disarm veterans because we're unstable people.
Oh, no. Clinton started it. Bush expanded it. And they've people with no criminal record going to buy a gun. Grandpas, Korean War vets, and they're being turned down.
Absolutely. Because, you know, us crazy veterans who served our country, you know, they're afraid of us is what it is.
There's also moves to disarm retired cops. I mean, people, cops and military, figure it out. You're with the people whether you like it or not. You better just go ahead and realize that and throw in with us.
Oh, I'm there. Hey, I got a thing that says ATS on the back. It stands for Anti-Tyranny Squad.
Absolutely.
I guess I'm one of those homegrown terrorists because I have a bumper sticker or a huge 8x11 sticker on the back of my truck that says Congress obey the Constitution. And I guess in New Mexico, that's illegal.
Well, you know, I never got to this on the show. We have CNN today admitting that what we told you a decade ago, that if you protest in any way or even have a table at a farm fair with any political view, even Rotary Club level, the state police, nationwide and federal funding, try to infiltrate you and spy on you and put you in a homegrown extremist camp. Anyone who's politically active, that's seen as being abnormal. The American birthright. It's only normal to watch TV, do nothing. And they're announcing it on CNN to intimidate people. And a sports writer who went and tabled for just a mainline event at a fair, he got investigated and tracked by again, they're announcing this to intimidate the public. Don't be intimidated. Say, yeah, you bet. We're investigating you. If you let them cow us, they're going to win. See, they're acting like it's dirty and bad. Bob, final comments on that.
I think you're absolutely right. The days of voicing political opinion are coming to a close. And you saw it at the conventions. You described it with the imposition of police being planted and police beating planted policemen. And it's just all part and parcel of the same thing.
How would you
and
get
it's
a cop?
Worse and worse.
How would you get a cop to go stage an attack on other cops to ban free speech? I mean, how would you feel good at night? I mean, it's in the Denver Post. They admit they do it.
It's just incredible. And it's being done all over the country.
Well, I've caught them myself. I mean, I just don't understand how you would sell out for a paycheck. Bob Chapman, thanks for joining us. Talk to you next week. We appreciate your time.
Oh, I appreciate being here. Bye-bye.
What a great guy. TheInternationalForecaster.com. My websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This holiday season, this Christmas, give them DVDs and books from InfoWars.com. Give them the gift of reality, the truth. Get my films. Make copies of those. Give them to people. I don't care. Give them a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. You can get 5 months free. Right now, it's our Christmas special, holiday special, 5 months, it's 5.3 months free, actually, right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, and there's so much media, it's so high quality. Rebroadcast with all the guests we had on today, Colonel Craig Roberts and others, starts now at InfoWars.com. See you back tomorrow live. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.